There's nothing worse than having people gossip about you, stab you behind your back. Well, actually, there's one thing worse. It's when we gossip about others, when we're the ones stabbing someone else in the back. Yeah, actually, that's worse. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at this whole idea of blessing from a different perspective. One of my favourite TV shows of all time is Yes, Prime Minister, a very, very funny British comedy show about the behind-the-scenes wheeling and dealing that goes on in politics. One of the characters is the very smart and conniving senior civil servant, Sir Humphrey Appleby. In one episode called A Conflict of Interest, the Prime Minister wants to appoint a new governor of the Bank of England to clean up the financial scandals happening in the banking sector. He settles on a man with a great reputation for honesty and integrity, someone who's fearless in tackling corruption. The junior and inexperienced civil servant Bernard arrives at the Cabinet office and relays the PM's message. He tells Sir Humphrey that the PM is keen to appoint this man, Jamieson, to the governorship. Sir Humphrey says his appointment would be appalling and it's his firm intention to change the Prime Minister's mind. He gives young Bernard a quick lesson in how to achieve this. Express full support for the candidate, Jamieson, pointing out all his qualities, but overpraising him to the point that the PM will also be concerned since he could undermine his own perceived qualities. As Sir Humphrey points out, it's necessary to get behind someone before you can stab them in the back. It's a great line, isn't it? You have to get behind someone before you can stab them in the back. And as things turn out, it's something that Sir Humphrey does extremely successfully. It's great to laugh at that idea in a sitcom. But have you ever been stabbed in the back? Have you ever had someone praise you and then go behind your back to undermine you? It's not very nice, is it? In fact, it can be devastating. When you know that people are whispering and muttering about you behind your back, it's a terrible thing. And you see it all the time, especially where those people have something to gain. In my 20 or so years as a consultant working in hundreds of different organisations, can't tell you the number of times I've seen this ruthless backroom knifing of people in the back so that the person who's doing the backstabbing can get his or her way or climb up another rung of the corporate ladder. Over this week, we've been chatting about how you and I can be a blessing rather than a burden to people, an asset rather than a liability, a part of the solution rather than part of the problem. I have to tell you, being the honest broker behind someone else's back, dealing honestly and openly, defending people, is one way. I was once on a committee as the treasurer. My predecessor had handed me a terrible budget, and so there wasn't enough income to run the operations of this organisation. After a lot of hard work on the budget and the finances and reducing costs, I had to recommend to the annual general meeting of the members a very substantial increase in their annual levy fee. The following year, I stepped off the committee and some of the new people on it apparently wanted to blame me for the problem and run me down behind my back. But there was one woman, Sasha, who took them to task, confronted them about the unwarranted criticism, set the record straight, told them that I was in fact the guy who had sorted out the problem and not created it. It took quite a bit of courage for her to do that, but she did it. So, have a think about this. How do you think I feel now towards Sasha? It's obvious, isn't it? As far as I'm concerned, she is very much a blessing and not a burden. She has my trust, and if she asked me for something, if she asked me to do something, I'd do it for her if it was at all possible. There's a proverb in the Old Testament of the Bible that goes like this, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1. Better is a poor person who walks with integrity than one who is crooked in speech and a fool. The Bible talks a lot about human plots and contentious tongues too, Psalm 31, verse 20. It's horrible when people are like that, isn't it? So here's how you can be an incredible blessing to someone. Be like Sasha. When people are gossiping or running down a person when they're not there, firstly, don't be one to throw fuel on the fire. Don't nod passively and contribute to the gossip. But to the contrary, pull people up. Hang on a minute, that's not quite fair. Not sure that we have all the circumstances straight here. Did you know what actually happened? Sometimes people pull someone down simply because of that person's natural weaknesses or limitations. Hey, we all have those, right? Sometimes they criticise someone by twisting the facts. And sometimes they make fun of someone or find fault with them when that person's going through a really difficult personal trouble. None of those things are right. None of them are fair. If someone has wronged you, then the way to deal with it is face-to-face, one-on-one, not by gossiping behind people's backs. Defending someone when they're not there to defend themselves is a huge blessing. Eventually, the person you defended, it's going to get back to them somehow. And when it does, their trust in you, their admiration for you will grow immeasurably, as mine did for Sasha. And those people whom you held to account for their gossip, hey, they may not like it. In fact, they may well start to gossip behind your back. But in their heart of hearts, they'll have a newfound respect for you. They'll know that you are someone of integrity, someone with courage, and someone not to be messed with. At the end of the day, people like a person who plays with a straight bat, someone whom they can depend on, someone who's honest and direct and open, even if they disagree with you. Again, there's another Old Testament proverb that says this, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 13. Righteous lips are a delight of the king, and he loves the person who speaks what is right. So I want to encourage you, when you have the opportunity to defend somebody's reputation when they're not there to defend themselves, I want to encourage you, when you have the opportunity to speak straight up and down, to hold people to account for their gossip, I want to encourage you, when you have the opportunity to bring the facts to the table, to be the person that does that. It's a thing of great leadership. It's a thing of great value. And if we want to be somebody who is a blessing rather than a burden, an asset rather than a liability, a part of the solution rather than a part of the problem, this is one of the ways that we can do that. And let me tell you, God takes this stuff really seriously too, just quietly. Commandment number 9 in the Ten Commandments says, "You shall not bear false witness against a neighbor." What we say about each other matters to God. Again, James chapter 4, "Do not speak evil against one another. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?" God has a different way that he wants us to behave, not by stabbing each other in the back, but by lifting one another up. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all the malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. I have to tell you, I look out for this sort of integrity and goodness in people. Gossip is a terrible thing. Demeaning people is a terrible thing. And one way that you and I can shine the light of God into some dark places and bless people is not to participate in gossip, and instead to do what God's calling us to do, to be kind and tender-hearted. And here's the crunch for me, to forgive people just the way that God's forgiven us. Jesus paid a price, a huge price, so that you and I could be forgiven. What an awesome thing it is to bring that forgiveness and godliness into the world through our behavior. Want to be a blessing rather than a burden? Here it is. Here's one way. Hey, social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts and devotions and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like Christianity Works on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.